بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. In the previous ayat, Allah explained about Ramadan and the various great aspects of Ramadan and fasting, and that was fixed with the month of Ramadan. Whereas rozas are only in the month of Ramadan. Then after that, Allah explained about Hajj and Umrah. Umrah has got no fixed time. You can make it any time of the year. But Hajj has also got its fixed time. The season of Hajj is from the first of Shawwal, Dhulqa'dah, and Dhulhijjah, the first 10 days of Dhulhijjah. And from the first of Dhulqa'dah, Ashhur-e-Hurum starts, the sacred months. And these are very, very valuable months, which generally, unfortunately, most of us are unconscious about. We don't realize the great value. Just like sometimes we hear in car guzaris that there are people who don't know it's the month of Ramadan. Or they know, but they don't observe Ramadan. We take pity on those people. We should take more pity on ourselves that these great months, the sacred months, and we don't realize the value of these months and we don't appreciate them. In these months, the ibadat, whatever a person does, the value is much more. The first of Dhulqa'dah, Dhulhijjah, Muharram, and then the month of Rajab, the seventh month which comes there. And also a serious thing is that normally when a person intends to do a good, then he gets the reward already. And when he does the good, Allah multiplies that reward, it becomes more. And when he intends to make a guna, the guna is not written. When he commits the guna, then the guna is written. But during these months of Ashhur-e-Hurum, even the guna, they become much more. As the reward is multiplied, magnified, the gunas also. And many of us are not aware, and we commit many gunas in this month also. Indeed, during these 4 months, we should be very particular that we stay away from all types of gunas. Also, one of the particular effects of these months are whatever good a person does in them, it becomes his habit, it becomes his nature, and then that remains with him forever. So this is an occasion that we should try and do more good deeds. We want to perform our tahajjud, we want to stay away from gunas of the eyes, of our anger, the tongue, just to do it during this month, and then it will stay with us forever. So these are very valuable months. Also, during these months, a person who keeps rozas Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, he gets the reward of 700 years of ibadat. During these 4 months, there are about 16 or so weekends. If a person keeps the rozas of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday during these 4 months, then he gets the reward of 700 years of ibadat. So these are very valuable months. So Allah Ta'ala says, when a person has determined and he wants to make his hajj now, al-hajju ashhurum ma'lumat. Hajj ke chand mahine hai ma'lum. The months of hajj are a few months and they are known. As soon as the moon is sighted for Eid after Ramadan, the season of Hajj starts then. And everyone's attention then goes towards Kaaba Sharif. And every lover of Allah wants to be there now. This is the time for that great season. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says, most of the people get happy that it's Eid's day, but I get happy that now is the time to be present by Allah Ta'ala, to go there, and a true lover understands the value of labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, oh Allah, I'm present here for you. You called me, yeah, I'm present for you. لبيك اللهم لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. And already from the airport in Jeddah, now the Hajj terminal where all the Hajjis land, then you just hear the Labbaik being called out all the time. And it is such a great and joyous thing to hear and to witness and to be present. So Allah says that the season is fixed now for Hajj, and this is a time that a person should observe this great ibadat of Hajj. Then further Allah explains etiquettes of this Hajj. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِ پھر جس نے لازم کر لیا ان میں حج. Those people who have decided that I'm going for Hajj this year, and they are on their way and they are now prepared to go for Hajj, then three particular gunas they should stay away from. فَلَا رَفَتْ تو بھیجا بات ناجائز ہے. Now, during that time, all talks of guna, shameless talks, a person should stay away completely. Like that also, at all times, a Muslim must not indulge and engage in shameless talks. And as they were when going for Hajj, then even more particularly, no shameless talks, no talks of dirt and filth should be made. وَلَا فُسُوْقْ or na guna karna. Any person should not commit any type of guna, any type of fisk. Guna, a person should stay away from. Wala jidal, or na jagra karna. Any person shouldn't fight and argue. These are things that a person should be very particular about. And these things Allah has particularly forbidden, and shaitan makes it that you are not a person who speaks of shameless things. But it just happens that when you are there for Hajj, you start engaging in this. And particularly, it has been noticed a lot that a couple who perhaps for 30, 40 years they are married, they don't fight, they got no arguments. But when they are there for Hajj, then the arguments go to such an extent that they even want to give talaq to, the husband wants to give talaq also. So these are things a person must be very careful about. Therefore, particular attention has been drawn to these three types of guna. So in the fil hajj, during the time of Hajj, and especially when you are in Ihram, even more particularly, a person should be very particular and stay away from all these types of gunas. And these are also things that if you commit them, and especially in the state of Ihram, they will remain as a habit with you forever. And if you stay away from them, you will just naturally stay away from them. Just by nature you will stay away. So these are very particular things. And staying away from these gunas is what Allah is directly referred to. But that is not enough. وَمَا تَفَعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرِ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ اور جو کچھ تم کرتے ہو نیکی اللہ اس کو جانتا ہے. And whatever you do of goodness, Allah Ta'ala knows it. In other words, stay away completely from guna, especially when you are in Hajj, and do a lot of good. Engage in nafal ibadah. Engage in all types of good ibadah. And min khairin is an indication that do it with sincerity. Allah knows your sincerity in the depth of your heart. What you have got, Allah knows it. So be very particular that you are sincere in your ibadah, whether it is tilawat of Quran Sharif, Durood Sharif, du'as, etc. Engage a lot, namazes, make more namazes. So during that time, stay away completely from all gunas and engage in good deeds. This is the time to make or break for your life. If you make your Hajj properly, you will be made forever. And if you spoil your Hajj, you will get broken. And you will have to make another Hajj and do it properly than to recompense and correct matters with the Zawwadu or Zadi Rah Liya Karo. And also take your provisions when you are going for Hajj. Yeah, this is, in front Allah explained, the real provision is your preparation for Hajj. And the real preparation is taqwa. But this also refers to the zawwadu, that take your expenses for your Hajj. It is common that the people of Yemen used to come for Hajj and they should have an outward form of tawakkul, that they don't take any of their provisions for with them. And they say that we depend on Allah Ta'ala. When they come there, then they start begging from people. So Allah says that is not tawakkul and that is not taqwa. You prepare and don't beg of any person. Take your own provision and in fact be in a position to help out other people. Not that you go and beg and want help from other people, but you should try and help. This is one of the particular great ibadats of Hajj, to spend on people there. So especially the poor people there, especially during the days of before, when there was an oil in Saudia, the people of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif were very poor, and they are the neighbors of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it was a great talk of great merit to spend on them. Today they are generally well-to-do also, but still they are poor people always. So spend on those poor people. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى اور بے شک بہتر فائدہ زاد راہ کا بچنا ہے سوال سے. And the best provision on this path is taqwa. And the particular taqwa that is being referred to, don't beg from anyone. To keep your attention only to Allah. Take your provision with you and don't beg from anyone. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ اور مجھ سے ڈرتے رہو اے عقل مندو. And O people of intelligence and people who have got perfect intelligence, use your intelligence and don't disobey me. I know everything you do and my punishment is the worst punishment if I have to give it. Nobody can punish as I punish. So if you have got intelligence in you, you will stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Very sadly today, people, and we also, we regard those people as intelligent who can make a lot of money quickly. And many times even those who can make it in a haram way. That is the worst stupidity, to break the laws of Allah, and we regard that as very clever. That person is very smart and very clever. He has made so much money and he has become so rich. No, the real taqwa and real intelligence is to stay away from the disobedience, the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. So these are beautiful ayat for this beautiful ibadat of Hajj. How it should be done, the etiquettes of Hajj, etc. And a person should be always eager to make Hajj. For his Farad Hajj, he should not delay at all. And then after that, Nafal Hajj also. At least in once in every 5 years, a person should try and make Nafal Hajj. It is a great, beautiful, enjoyable ibadat, and it should be done properly. And when a person prepares for the historic aspects of Hajj, and the spiritual aspects of Hajj, and of course the masail, according to Masala also, our Hajj should be correct, then that ibadat becomes very beautiful and enjoyable. Allah give us all tawfiq, and Allah remove all these protocols and restrictions, and let the ibadat of Hajj take place as it is supposed to. May Allah in His infinite mercy and qudrat grant the whole ummah this great ibadat of Hajj in the proper way. Wa akhiru da'wana.